What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Create Lab podcast for Tuesday, February 2nd. Today, we will be doing our snatch skill work with the hang snatch from below the knee. Advanced athletes will perform 7 sets of 2 reps with an increasing weight, and beginner athletes will work the skill of the movement without a weight increase. I especially like the hang snatch from below the knee because I, as a coach, can spot the flaws in the athlete's transition from the first pull to the second pull. When I cross the knee from the hang, I should bend my knees slightly, and when I reverse directions, I begin to bring the bar back up, I should extend the knee while maintaining the shoulders over the bar. Many times, athletes will either not bend their knees as they cross the knee, and therefore load up the lower back excessively, or they will re-bend the knees excessively as they cross the knees back up, and overload the anterior chain and not the posterior chain. I love these skill days, and it really helps us fine-tune our lifts. Following that, our athletes perform a 5-round workout of 5 hang squat snatches at a light weight at 115 for the males, 75 for the females, 10 box jump overs at a high box of 30 inches for the males, 24 inches for the females, and finishing with 15 pull-ups. Anytime we throw box jumps and pull-ups together, it presents a very interesting core challenge, and now combine that with the hang squat snatch, and we have a really interesting triplet. Workout should be in the 10 to 15 minute time frame, but should take no more than 20 minutes to complete. Scales will be to lower the weight for the hang snatch, lower the height of the box, and do ring rows instead of pull-ups. Our programming spotlight will be our tactical program. Our tactical athletes perform 3 6-minute AMRAPs. The first AMRAP will be a couplet of 6 hanging knee tucks and 10 wall balls. Following that, we have a second 6-minute AMRAP of 4 strict pull-ups and 8 kettlebell deadlifts with 70-pound kettlebells for the males, 53 for the females. And the last 6-minute AMRAP will be a 2 strict chest-to-bar pull-ups and 6 dumbbell thrusters with 50-pound dumbbells for the males and 35 for the females. There will be a 2-minute rest between these AMRAPs. Following that, their accessory work of the week will be hip bridges, 5 sets of 10, weighted hip extensions with a 45-pound plate for the males, 25 pounds for the females, completing 5 sets of 10 reps, 5 sets of 5 reps of hang squats with an increasing weight, dumbbell strict presses, 5 sets of 10, banded face pulls, and banded hamstring pulls with 200 reps apiece. I hope everyone has a great training day today and a great day in general. Take the time today, work the skill, and get confident with the hang snatch movement. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CrossFitDCL and at DCL Matty B. Share, subscribe, review this podcast, and get your friends involved with the DCL methodology. And as always, guys, I hope you have a great day and do great things for your country.